Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 18th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple has warned that disruption in China from the coronavirus will cause its revenues to fall short in the current quarter, marking the second time in little over a year that weakness in China has forced the world's most valuable technology company to issue a financial caution. The U.S. consumer tech company said that it had assumed that work would return to normal in China after the New Year holiday that ended on February 10th. Instead, it said it was experiencing a slower return to normal conditions than we had anticipated. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, Apple's VP of AI John Gianandrea, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg are some of the executives meeting with EU lawmakers as they prepare to issue a new digital policy and rules for guiding artificial intelligence in its member countries. These include a European approach to AI, a strategy for Europe fit for the digital age, and the European data strategy, with EU Internal Market Commissioner Thierry Breton. After several years of speculation, Amazon appears to be working on a live TV streaming service to compete with Sling, Hulu, and YouTube TV. References to Amazon TV have started to appear on at least one Sinclair Broadcast Group webpage. Autonomous vehicle makers and suppliers have failed to factor in human nature when developing driverless systems, says technology writer Bob O'Donnell. Current autonomous vehicle systems rely on humans to pay attention. At the same time, however, studies show that human reactions are too slow to avoid danger. The solution, says O'Donnell, is driverless systems should either be assisted or fully autonomous.